On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for Sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear, style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Angus. Angus.
Yes, it is time for second edition Sport, a couple of minutes away from 8 o'clock now. Morning, Brad Hardy.
Morning, Bunzi. Good morning, Jeffrey.
Hello, mate.
Only a couple of days now. The build-up is continuing ahead of the Boxing Day test.
Sure is. A lot of speculation about the makeup of the English team, as we touched on yesterday. And, the Australian swimming going on swimmingly at the moment. Jeffrey, Mitch Stark, probably the only one in doubt. But it may not even be in his hands, I think. If the medicos and the sports scientists get together and say, listen, is it worth the risk? Maybe not. Jackson Bird most likely comes in if he doesn't get up.
And what do we make of Boof Lehman's comments about Mitch Marsh?
Yeah, look, I think it's been misconstrued a bit, Vance. It all depends on the tone you read it in, Jeff. You know what I mean? He was saying, well, look, you know, one innings doesn't make a summer. You've broken through, you know, build on it. He probably needs to do a little bit better with the ball, Barnsley, which is no secret. But it's just the tone that people are portraying it, I think, and saying there's nothing malicious or sinister about it. So, I think he was just sort of saying, well, okay, you've crashed through the ceiling now. Let's see if you can keep it up.
But that's just pretty obvious stuff, isn't it?
I would have thought so. I would have thought so, Jeffrey. And, I think that, I don't think he's in any danger just yet. But if there is a danger, guys, it's probably coming from not Maxwell over here on the East Coast or Peter Hanscom getting reinstated. I think it could be coming from WA. A bloke called Marcus Stornis, Jeff. I mean, coming into this summer, Barnsley, he was not a lock, but he was certainly in discussions to be that number six type all-rounder, you know. And unfortunately, as we know now, his father was terminally ill and subsequently lost his life, which was very sad, and he missed a little bit of the preamble into the season. But last night, he really turned it on, Jeff. He almost stole that game for the Melbourne Stars last night. He took 3 for 38 with the ball. And I know it's only a T20 game, but he also hit 99, probably run himself out and could have got 100 bones if he wanted to be selfish, but he was trying to win the game. So Mitch Marsh, safe right now, but in going into the future, the bloke who could pose probably the biggest threat could be Marcus Stornis.
What's going through the Englishmen's minds now ahead of that Boxing Day test, Brad?
Not a lot, I don't think. Self-preservation. Self-preservation, I think.
A few careers on the line?
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. Most people want to drop Broad because he just hasn't bowled with any venom whatsoever. A lot of people are talking about Alistair Cook. Well, if you drop blokes that play 150 tests in Cook's case and 101 or whatever it is with Broad, well, they don't get back in, I don't reckon. So you're almost retiring him, almost pensioning him off. They're not that old and they're not that bad, but, you know, if you do drop them at this stage, you're probably suggesting maybe you're looking to the future. And, you know, they've got Ben Stokes over in New Zealand, but he's not going to be playing anytime soon in the longer form of the game. He certainly will be in the one-day internationals. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they want to try somebody out over the next two tests, Jeff.
Brad, some footy news, a new senior appointment by the WAFC.
Yeah, well, this has been on the cards for a while, and a fellow by the name of Michael Ablett, he's about 36 years of age. He's been working with the AFL for some time now. He's pretty much a straight shooter. I like his style. He's coming in to replace a bloke called John Haynes, who's been recruited by the Gold Coast Suns to be their footy manager up there, Jeffrey. So it's a pretty all-encompassing role. He's trying to, you know, bring the pathways from the under-18s competition, Barnsley, the TAC Cup, the Colts, all of that sort of stuff, right around the country together. So he's got a wealth of experience, and, I think he's going to do a pretty good job, and it'd be a pretty good appointment. So I'm looking forward to a lot of more kids getting drafted in the future, Jeff. And we had 20 West Australians drafted this year, not all kids. There were some that were middle-aged, and in terms of footy anyway. So hopefully we can grow a few more.
Brad, we'll chat to you tomorrow.
All the best, guys.